Alaska. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved guidelines for impeachment hearings related to President Donald Trump. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Chairman Jerry Nadler, a New York Democrat, says this is an impeachment investigation.
The conduct under investigation poses a threat to our democracy. We have an obligation to respond to this threat. We are doing so.
But angry Republicans say this is a dog and pony show. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
Welcome to Fantasy Island, because we're here.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio scolded his fellow committee members.
Maybe if you were a little less focused on taking people's Second Amendment rights and impeaching the guy they made president, we could actually do what this committee is supposed to do.
Even some Democrats are worrying aloud about an impeachment investigation, one saying it's sucking the air out of all the good stuff that we're doing. Rita Foley, Washington.
Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual and for Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented. The Ethiopian military has captured an undisclosed number of suspected Islamic State members operating in the country. That according to military officials on Wednesday. The deputy chief of staff and director of military operations in the Ethiopian Armed Forces confirmed the arrests, but did not specify how many extremists were detained or in what part of the country they were taken into custody. He said security forces continued to monitor other suspected IS sympathizers. Reuters reports dozens may be dead after a train derailed in Democratic Republic of Congo's southeast. Government officials said the accident happened in the early morning hours and the number of casualties differ widely. This is VOA News. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman announced Thursday it's looking into buying U.S. agricultural goods such